Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Woo-hoo. Yeah. Crank this up a little higher this is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. I'm Heinz Wagoner, and Larry Schrader and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this since 1985. With those of you who are good at math will know that's will be 35 years this year. And so it's been a real blessing to be part of this. And, you know, Jesus is very much involved in getting the speakers. And I was telling one guy, I said, you know, look, if you go to the NFL-luncheon.com website and look at speakers by last name, it is crazy who all has spoken here. And I told this guy, I said, yeah, Jesus always gets us the speakers. He must like it when we talk about him. What do you think? Okay, do I hear an amen out there? Oh, yeah, okay, good. Well, we have Philip Saxton here, and I've asked him to open the meeting with a prayer and tell Larry Okeson's life story, since Larry had his 85th birthday recently. Let's hear it for Larry. Woo-hoo!
I'll give you an
amen,
too.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, it's a lot of fun hanging around these guys, Larry and Gene, and talking to Gene. He's 78 years old, and he's telling me about this lady that he met, and he sounds like he's 16 again. You know? I mean, that's hope for all of us, right? I just think that's absolutely wonderful. Well, you know, Heinz asked me to tell you a little bit about, we have a meeting on Fridays. It's kind of modeled after this meeting, but it's for business people. We meet at the 1818 Club at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, 8 to 9. And we're one of two organizations who concentrates on using biblical principles to help business people. That's really the function of what it's all about. Try it out, you love it. Yeah, he's been to the meeting. And so we pray. There's a scripture reading, okay? And we discuss really very, very interesting subjects. One of the subjects we're going to discuss this week is called motivational reasoning. And what is that? That's deciding what the answer is before you have proof that it should be there. Okay? You decide what the answer is in the front. And so many business people do that. They come up with the solution before they really realize that there's no need, no problem. Wow. You know, so there's a lot of really in-depth and a lot of wisdom that we deal with in that particular area. So all of you are welcome, 1818 Club, third floor, same building as the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. I also want to mention one other thing. Larry and I just had a wonderful conversation. Always enjoyed talking with him. And we were talking about what's going on in the world today, especially with impeachment and those kinds of things. And one of the things that I want to encourage all my fellow Christians to do is to engage in conversation. You know, that's what God wants us to do. It's our responsibility to spread Christianity. It's our responsibility to engage others and to show them Christ. It's our responsibility to live our lives so that we reflect Jesus Christ, you know. And, you know, I have friends that are on both sides, you know. And I love them all. I love them all. And that's the message. I don't care what whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can love them. You can help them. You can talk to them. You can care about them. You can care about their families, you know? And that's, we have got, I think one of the things we are called upon to do as Christian men is to bring this country together. Amen. You know? Let's not worry so much about the politics of it and who's right and who's wrong. We got to get together, you know? And to see someone not wanting to talk to someone else because one is a Republican and one is a Democrat. That hurts my heart. That hurts my heart. So that's my message. It's not a political message. It's a love message. You know, that's what God wants us to do. God gave us a choice. He gave us will. Don and I were just talking about it. He gave us the will to make a choice. And why is that so important to God? Well, will, or the ability to make a choice, is the foundation of love. God could have made us so that we would love him automatically. He didn't want that. He didn't want to make robots. He wanted to give us a choice. You can choose to love him, or you can choose not to love him. But make the choice, okay? And that's really what Christianity is all about, is love. You know, God loved us so much that he did what? Gave his only son. You know, I mean, how much more love can you be than that? But when you do a word association in the Bible, and I'll end with this. I'm sorry, I'm taking too much time. Do a word association in the Bible, and you say, well, who is Jehovah in the Bible? Who is God in the Bible? And you find out something, that God is Jesus. Jesus is the rock. God is the rock. Jesus created. God created. They're one and the same. We all know that. We all know the Trinity. We all know that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is one. Right? Moses said one. They're all one. Well, when the one who created us died for us and build that bridge so that we will be a part of his family, man, can you imagine? My heart flutters when I even say it. You know, that God loved me that much that he was willing to die for me and to take sins on his shoulders for me. What more? How much more love can you expect from someone than that? And so with that, I just, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. Thank you for Larry and Hines and the work that they do here. Thank you for the opportunity for us to come together and just love on one another, Father. We just thank you so much for the food that we're eating, for the time of fellowship, the time of joy, the time to hear wonderful testimonies that just allows us to grow our spirits. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
In fact, Jesus said, I'll give you this new commandment, love one another. That's the key. That is the key. Thank you, Philip. As Philip said, we should reflect, brought me completely off track because it made me think of a story that I'll share with you, that a guy had been off, he'd been in a motorcycle accident. And it broke the mirror on his bike, and there was a piece of it that he picked up and put in his pocket. And he was speaking before a group, and he pulled it out of his pocket, and he says, I carry this piece of mirror to remind me that I'm a reflection of the source. I'm not the source, but I'm a reflection of that source. And that was powerful. I'll never forget it. And tied in so well with what you said, Philip, on us being a reflection. As we think about the new year, and if you're like I am, there's some ideas that you had that you were going to implement this year. And if you're like me, you got started with that stuff and got off track. We talked about that yesterday, Richard. The fact that it's not working out quite like we thought. I shared a scripture yesterday at the real estate breakfast, and then this morning I was still thinking about it, and I came up with something else to add to that. I think the the idea that we get the direction from God, as Phillip's alluded to, and we can be the reflection of God with what he shares with us to share with others, just as Phillip has just done. I think many times we get direction from others or from circumstances that can get us off track on what God has directed us to do. In fact, thinking about those goals, I ran across a quote this morning. It says, if you wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. You ready? You ready, Don? Yeah. We are really ready. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we're ready. We are equipped to tell others about what we experience. And as we go on through life and have various experiences where we see God, we are ready to share that with others. And that basis is what establishes this platform, the luncheon, for us to be able to share the testimonies and the stories where we see God. And it's so encouraging to others that are not quite looking at it that way. My goal, and I told Sean McNeely yesterday, an associate with Virtual Properties, I really would hope that Christians would get in that mindset, Philip, where they can see God more clearly. That's what we should. We should see it more clearly than many of the Christians do. And that's not saying, that's not blasting the Christians that don't see it. It's we need to be able to help them. We need to have a way to invite them to this meeting, or we're talking about something else. Hines and I are trying to figure out how we could do something in a less limiting environment than this luncheon, where when God, you remember several weeks ago, we had somebody come in here from South Africa, and he stood when Philip was about, you're about to dismiss the meeting, and he stood and said, I'm here to pray for somebody. And I said, Philip, go ahead and pray, and the people that can stay. And we were here at 2:30 with people lined up for prayer. That was like a prophet that was sent in here. Because I do believe that we actually work or are in the positions of angels. I read a book about that one time, how God uses angels to carry things out, and he uses us just as he would angels. Or he would give us a word of prophecy. Or that man that day, I really believe, was a prophet sent here for that special need. By us being here until 2:30 with prayer needs being met, just was proof to me that no doubt, God sent him here. As I was reading this morning and thinking about God's direction, this scripture I used yesterday, at daybreak, Jesus went out, this comes from Luke 4, by the way. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place and the people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that's why I was sent. He didn't lose his purpose because somebody else wanted him to stay. He knew he had to go other places. He was ready to do that. He knew he was prepared to do that, and that was what he had to do. On over in Luke 18, not only does Jesus, if we're going to emulate Jesus and be more like Jesus, we should too understand God's direction and not be disturbed or misdirected by somebody else's opinion or circumstances that do not go like we think they ought to go. In Luke 18, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. See, it may not be eyesight that the Lord gives us. It may be the revelation that the answers are on this meeting. You may get answers in the meeting that Philip's talking about on Friday morning. That may be set up especially for somebody that is so puzzled on things, and God could reveal an answer there that they wouldn't have been able to get anywhere else. I believe as we continue to serve God and we go from one place to the other, we do not leave God behind. Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us when we go from one place to the other. We need to be very sensitive to what God's directing us to do in that place. And it may be that we're only supposed to listen. But it may be that we're supposed to take part on whatever's going on. And what we need to be doing is being ready, because of spending time with God on a consistent basis to where we understand Him. And so many times in the quiet time in the morning, I've seen something, and later that day, what God has shown me that morning is so applicable to a situation, it becomes a blessing in somebody's life, not only their life, but mine too. Because it's a reminder that God provides. He enables me to be ready when I need to be ready. And He empowers me to step forth with the right words. I'd like to say that that's been 100% of the time. I don't know what percent it is because I haven't kept up with it. All I know, when it's good, it's good. And when you're right on, you know it. The empowerment there is enough to say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I will tell others about the power that's available to them." Because I believe if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're empowered instantly. The pastor, Greg Haswell, spoke about the keys of the kingdom on Sunday. I believe that those keys, just like he preached, those keys are available to us. And they're not to take home and put in a drawer somewhere. They're to prepare us to be ready whenever we have the opportunity. Be it healing, we have the key to that healing. Be it restoration, we have words of restoration to a life that may be off track. We have encouragement, the key of encouragement. We can encourage others when they have lost all hope and focused on the wrong thing. We can encourage them. "Wait a minute, look over here. Don't look at that. Man, somebody messed that deal up. Look over here. There's God. Let me tell you what God's doing for me." We need to be ready to do that. And you don't need to keep getting ready. You just need to go ahead and do it. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for that word about a key, because that reminded me I need to give you this key. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I want to mention the back of this flyer. Philip's meeting is on here. My daughter, Jessica, tries to keep up with this, but there's some others that need to be on here. I'm starting to get back involved in something called One Thing that meets at the Cabernet restaurant over 400, and it is awesome. And if you don't have anything to do at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, stop by there, and I think you'll enjoy the camaraderie, the fellowship, and across-the-table discussions. That's one of the other things we don't have a chance to do here so much, is to have you all kind of, you know, take a topic and discuss it and see what the Bible says. But maybe we'll find some way to do that. But so if you have other meetings like that, let me know, and I'll put them on the back of this. They also go on the website. Our senior VP of audio, I think we're ready for our main speaker. What's that? The batteries are okay, why don't you change them?